He said, Chargush, ear, big ear. When we want to refer to where the king's soldiers are sleeping tonight, the canvas for tonight, we say Chargah. And at the end of your agricultural term, when you have whatever you needed, the seeds, is Charman. Char means great. This great fellow, is that the name of that stupid animal? Why? Because when we see, when we look at that animal, we see the face of Jesus riding on it. Is this physical existence and the spirit on top of this? Everything good goes to a spirit, Messiah, the Savior. The Savior doesn't ride the horse, he's riding a donkey. It's too little. The horse is good. The donkey is just carrying. This physical existence, the ego, is just a carrier. So it's a donkey. So from now on, for so many years, whenever we want to talk about the physical existence, biological job, the carrier part of me, we say that donkey. That is stupid fellow. Here he talks about, because that bull we were talking about, remember how she explained the bull? You started to be frightened, right? But you know, because the boy is big, strong, blah, blah, blah. No, and that donkey. Because donkey is strong. Yeah. It will carry a heavy load just like that. So let's talk about that donkey. Yeah. Listen carefully, because this is the explanation of the donkey, this personality, this character jumps out here to be presented to you. In a lot of our stories, this character will play a role. So remember, you remember that we had a character. You remember the parrot, which was the bird of love. Remember the goldsmith? Remember the handmaiden? Now, learn about this ass, donkey. Yeah.
Seize the neck of your ass and lead him towards the way, towards the good keepers and knowers of the way. Beware, do not let your ass go, and do not remove your hand from him, because his love is for the place where green herbs are plentiful. If you carelessly leave him free for one moment, he will go leagues in the direction of the herbage. The ass is an enemy to the way, madly in love with fodder. Oh, many is the attendant on him that he has brought to ruin.
Are you listening? Mm-hmm. I look at you, you're daydreaming or so. You're napping. What else are you talking about? Because these are the verses you cannot forget. I have it in my memory. دشمن راه از خرمست عرف ای بس او خربندی که از این شد طلب. Because these are something you should remember always. We'll talk about it a lot. He said, that donkey part of you, he doesn't like the path. He wants to go and eat some fresh herb. Okay? And it's only 1 minute. You let it go, he has been miles away. If you let your consciousness fade away, how long does it take for this donkey of you to kill a human being? 5 minutes of rage, right? When you're angry, you're not thinking, this ghoul is out. And it could easily ruin everything. He is the enemy of this path. So, in this path we are going together, inshallah, you are carrying the enemy. But you are in control. If you don't let go of this, if you remember that, you shouldn't let it go. seen a lot of people whose life is ruined because they let go of this ego. They let him flee for a brief moment. You are in control. Means, you remember, right at the beginning, the first day, the first talking, I talk about what? I give you an example. That's the first thing you should learn about the Islamic prayers.
Stand.
Stand up. Be responsible. That's the first rule. If you're not responsible, what are we talking about? It's responsibility, right? Here, you are riding the donkey, right? Please do not bring me the tendency of the donkey as an excuse. If the donkey goes erect, you let it happen. You are responsible. So understand that you are in control. You have your ego in your hand. Okay? Don't let go. Don't think about anything else. This is what it is. To control our animal part. Because our animal part has another agenda. Going and having fun. Let's hear about it.
If you know not the way, whatsoever the ass desires, do the contrary thereof.
State of confusion, because suddenly you can say, okay, I know the donkey is bad, but I don't know what the good is. Simple. Ask the donkey, what do you want? Whether the donkey wants, do the opposite. Because the donkey is the opposite. The animal part of me is the opposite of my spiritual. It's the other side of the coin. So if you are confused, whatever these donkey desires, do the opposite. Yes. Natural desire? No.
If you know not the way, whatsoever the ass desires, do the contrary thereof. That surely will be the right way. Consult them and then oppose. He that disobeys them not will be ruined.
Here, one of the verse shouldn't be translated like this. First, there should be a hint to you that the next verse is Arabic. Remember, Rumi is reading down this in Persian, right? He prefers the Arabic because it's stronger. But he knows that this is the language, Persian. So sometimes he will bring in the Arabic. He means something. Either he's making some claim or some strange stuff, or normally he goes to the holy book. He will refer you to something over there. And this is one of the best places to go over there. Because if you're looking at the form and your understanding is superficial, you go over there and you will find the worst part of Quran. The main chauvinist part of Quran. When Quran talks negative about women, I tell you, personally, I understand, I don't say even I believe, I understand that over there he's talking about handmaiden, the woman. Right? Here, he says, if you're facing a woman or a child, who doesn't have the intelligence. Remember, there's a woman, full intelligent, child, empty intelligence. If you're talking to them, I told you, whatever you have to do, the best thing you do is to consult with people. If the wise people are not around, you're facing a woman or a child, doesn't matter. Consult with them and do the opposite. This is even in Quran. Of course, if you hate your wife's getting a little bit nasty or not obeying, and lack of obedience, you could say, this is it, this is for you. And I consult with you and do the opposite. That's a risky business. Normally women are very clever, so they will tell you the opposite. That's one simple trick to understand when you do it. Anyhow, here's it, this is what I'm talking about. In you, there is that ego, that animal self, right? This animal self has another agenda. It should be in your control. And if there is a confusing situation, ask him. Do the opposite. Like you do with this, ask it the lady. Remember what was the cure for the lady? To understand that it's disposable, like a divorce. Do that. Don't forget. Doing the opposite of her wish. Because the opposite is the heart, opposite of intelligence, is that locked space. What is in the heart? We don't know. Why? The knowledge cannot go in. Remember, the Satan cannot go in the heart because that's the place of how. So, if you don't know what's in there, ask this fellow. This is the opposite. Do the opposite. Because if you ask the donkey, what do you want? You say, feed me. Give me, give me, give me, give me. That's what it is. Yes, sir.
Be not a friend to passion and desire, since it leads you astray from the way of God.
Oh my goodness. How could you use the word passion? Because in Persian language, these are two negative words. Arzu is desire, is what you wish for. Okay? Hava, hava is the worst thing. Because hava will be completed with havas. Havas is temptation. Hava is lesser than temptation. Crazy temptation. Stupid stuff. Because it's the air. Not the breath. The air. In Persian language is hava. Means something that is not tangible. It's not even touchable. It's nothing. If you fight for... Yes, you do. In English language, we do. In Persian, you don't do. Here, sometimes we say, I need some air. Means I want to overinflate my ego and expand my personal and private space. Me, the pharaoh stuff. That's hava. And you say, that hava and arezu means the stupid temptation and those nonsense wishes you have, do it lesser. Don't go with that. Why?
Be not a friend to passion and desire, since it leads you astray from the way of God.
He doesn't say it like this. Listen how he says it. He will go, don't go for these air stuff, silly nonsense and these desires, because suddenly a Quranic verse, a part of Quran over there, you will say, yes, yuzilluk an sabilillah means the one that will make you array from the path of the God and all that, which is something in Quran, he will bring it here. Chon yazul, yuzilluk an sabilillah ust. Beginning and the end of the verse, chon and ust are Persian. To make quote unquote. And he will quote from Quran. What? The thing that will make you go right. Say, is this one? Hava arzu means the temptation and selfish wishes. Daydreamings. Do not do it very often. Do it lesser. It doesn't say don't do it, because that's something for Peter. You, from the beginning, understand, this, I don't know, wanting nonsense. This is there. Your animal part could say what? Your animal part could say, you know what? We had a not very bad system. For a change, let's choose the worst now for a couple of years to see what will happen. Tell you that just for a change. You see, change to work.